Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Inheritance of Secrets, written by Sonia Bates and read by Jennifer Valetic. The dedication reads, "For my dad." Chapter 1. I'd never seen a dead body before. Sure, there'd been dead birds in the yard once or twice, dead cats on the side of the road, kangaroos on the highway, but nothing that mattered. Now here I was, following a detective down a bare corridor at the Adelaide City Morgue, about to be confronted with not one but two bodies. The bodies of my grandparents. My heels were loud on the concrete floor, the slow rhythmic clicking the only sound in the passage. I didn't know what had prompted me to wear those shoes, some misguided notion of respect for my grandparents, but I regretted it now. We came to a door and I followed the detective into a small viewing room, no bigger than a large cupboard with a curtain along one wall. We'd left his colleague in the reception area and now I understood why. There would be no room for the three of us in there. The detective was tall and bulky and seemed to fill the tiny space. He had a hair on his collar, a steel grey strand clearly visible against his dark jacket. I wanted to pick it off to tidy him up for my grandparents. "Take as much time as you need," he said. I stared at the hair and his eyes flicked down, but he couldn't see it.
"All right then."
"Yeah," I said, but no sound came out, so I nodded. He turned towards the curtain, found the draw cord and pulled. I don't know what I expected. The detectives had filled me in on what would happen, that the bodies would be visible through a window into an adjoining room, that they would be presented one at a time, that they would be covered with a sheet except for their faces. I was to identify them by name if possible. They'd told me the bodies had been found in my grandparents' home, in their bedroom, with the time of death estimated to be between 1 and 3 a.m. Who else could it have been? The curtain swung back and I put a hand on the wall to steady myself. Opa. He lay on a metal gurney, his eyes closed, his hair combed back, exposing his broad forehead. His normally ruddy face was pale, almost grey, the skin imbued with a waxy, papery sheen. He wasn't wearing his glasses. Of course he wasn't. I'd heard people say that their loved ones looked peaceful in death, as if they were asleep. Opa was always restless in sleep, eyes fluttering, mouth twitching, as if his mind couldn't rest even while his body did. Now he just looked lifeless. "That's him," I said, turning away. "Karl Gerhard Weiss."
"Thank you,"
said the detective. I looked up into his face, so full of the life that was absent in my grandfather. I couldn't remember his name, and suddenly it really mattered that I knew.
Are you all right? Do you want to sit down?"
"No, thank you, Detective
Norton. Henry Norton."
I filed that away. Henry Norton, the man who was with me while viewing my dead grandfather. The second viewing should have been easier. I thought I was prepared for what I would see, but the sight of Omar on the cold metal sliced through me and burst the bubble of unreality that had enveloped me until then. She was covered only by a thin sheet, a smaller one draped over the side of her head. Instantly, I wondered what it was covering. A gunshot wound? A contusion? Knife wound? The detectives hadn't said, only that the cause of death would be determined by an autopsy. I crossed my arms, pressing them into my stomach. "Yeah, that's her." I couldn't seem to take my eyes off that sheet.
"Name?"
"Margarete Elsbeth Weiss." My teeth were clenched.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?